Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you on the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. We're tagging today, "May all the people praise thee, O Lord, Monday." Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, another brand new day. Another day where we can give your name glory, we can give your name honor, we can give your name praise, and Lord, just saturate ourselves in your presence. Yes, Lord, we give you all the glory. Yes, we give you all the glory because you are God and you are God alone. We thank you, Father, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton who said yes to the Master for this call. We thank you, Father God, that you have directed our footsteps to be a part where we could come together, where two and three of us can come together, touching and agreeing and believing that you are God and that you're doing mighty, great and mighty things in each and every one of our lives, Lord. We're expecting great things for the oldest, which is Mother Oliver, Lord, at 103. We're expecting even for the youngest, Lord God, whoever that may be. We're expecting, Father, for our children. And we know, Father God, that you're more than able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask, think, or expect. So we thank you for the blessings of Abraham overtaking us this day and the days to come. We thank you, Father God, for artist life in its entirety. We thank you, Father God, for the people that are on this call. So we ask you, Lord God, that our ears will be open and help us to be attentive to your word, and that we'll be careful to give your name praise and glory through this day in whatever we encounter. Father God, we know that we are victorious through it all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for being God all by yourself, for being El Shaddai, at the great I am. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing and what you have done and what you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, Songbird. God bless you.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, women of God, for seating us and greeting us this morning and for giving us that awesome and amazing tag for this day. May A-L-L, capital A-L-L, the people praise the Oh God. So yes, we give glory to God on this day, and we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We thank you for dialing in this morning. Please share this call with a friend and ask them to come on and join you on the line this morning, because I'm sure a mighty powerful word will be going forth this morning that will just take your week a little bit higher. So we welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We say welcome, welcome, welcome. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010. We are pressing in to our ninth year here, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. And so we thank God for Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So here on the Master's Call, we begin our call now with praise and worship at 40 minutes after the hour, and we then begin with a mighty, powerful prayer, a message, and then we end this call in prayer. And then on Fridays, we open up the line so that you can share your prayer report, your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But now, there may be something that's going on with you during the course of the beginning of the week, the middle, or the end, and maybe you need someone to stand in agreement with you. Well, we have a website where you can send in any prayer requests or anything that you would like us to be in agreement with you or lift up in prayer, and that will be to the www.themasterscall.net is our website, and the email is info@themasterscall.net. And you're probably wondering, like, how did all of these people in all of these different places come together on this prayer line this early in the morning? Well, it was a vehicle that brought us together, that knitted us together, and it's known as before, previously as Artists International and currently as Artists Life. It is a health and wellness company that was established over 30 years ago by the Antonio Diaz de Leon, which he has passed the baton over to Alejandro Diaz de Leon and his wife Elvia Diaz de Leon. And there are distributors all over the world who are transforming lives one day at a time through a phenomenal brand of health and wellness products, nutritionals, facial, as well as reshaping garments. So get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they'll be glad to share with you a little bit more, because you have to supplement your life in some type of way, no matter what you do on a daily basis. So also following this call, today is Monday, and that is Inspirational Monday on the New Morning Motivational Call. So if you want to hear another powerful word, then join us there after this call. That telephone number to dial is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Now, we are on day seven of our fast, and that means that there are three more days to go. So why not take it the next 3 days to a different level? If you have not joined us, you still can join us. I'm sure during the course of her message, Dr. PK will give you that information on what you could do to get connected to us just these 3 days. Today, and Tuesday and Wednesday, and then end it out on Thursday with the blast. And I'm telling you, it's already the beginning of June, so we are expecting God for great and newer things, and we believe and we choose to believe him for great things in our lives. So at this time, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice you will hear is a precious, efficient, outgoing, kind, loving, and she is our appointed speaker for this morning. That if you heard those letters I said, that then you would know her name is Pacola, but we affectionately call her Dr. PK, Dr. Super Fantastic. She is the woman who walks with the joy of the Lord as her strength, and at this time she is our messenger for this morning, none other than Dr. PK Roberts Patton. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, our songbirds out of that West Coast early bird is what I will call you. Thank God for you this morning. Can you hear me loud and clear? Can everybody hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister.
Thank you. I was saying, Lord Jesus, so let me be talking to myself. Thank you, sis. I do honor you this morning. I thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for doing and being all that you are to the kingdom of God, and especially to us over here in the artist family and this TMC family. Good morning, TMC. We are so, so thankful to be here with you this morning as our prayer general and Minister Tiffany open us up this morning. May all the people praise you, O Lord. And how? By giving you glory. We give glory to you as we open this day. We thank God. Thank you. Sister Sharon, I just want to say on Friday, that song of giving God control of my life is just still ringing down in my toenails. So get ready to give me just a little piece of it. Dr. Vanessa, if you could pull her up so that and open her up so that she can do that. I'm going to give her a few minutes to get together because I know she didn't know that I was going to call on her. I didn't even call her this morning. God just popped it in my spirit a few minutes ago. Everybody, listen to me. I want you all to know that we are one half of this year gone to get no more. We don't go back and get days. One half of this year, we are in June already. Will you all please look at where you have come from, what you have done, what has accomplished, what you wanted to do that you have not done? Where are you at this time? This is one half of the year. June, we are right up on it. Well, one thing that I have done and we have done as a team, and I thank God for you, is we have gone on fast together, and we are in our quarterly fast right now, 10-day quarterly fast that we do, and that's four times a year. You all listen, let me tell you, I am so grateful for each of you who have joined. We have about 20 on the team this time going through, and people have been calling and telling me about what God is doing. Yes, it does make me a little emotional because I know that were it left up to the flesh of PK, I would not have done this. I just tell you the truth. I thought I had a good reason not to, and I didn't want to. But that thing called obedience is better than sacrifice, said the word of God. And I thank God because he has assured me that because of our obedience that we will be able to go on and do a fast. And you all, it has been extremely, we are 7 days in, and this has been the best fast. I've been tempted, and I've passed each and every test. One of the greatest tests I've had was a seafood broil. I love seafood. You don't know how much, I don't like to say I love food, but God knows I enjoy me some seafood broil. I love anything out of the sea, just about. So there it is. It's out there, and I'm not going to say that again. But I had an opportunity to just indulge, and I just was able to turn my back and say, nope, not this time. We'll come back. If I don't come to you, God will give me a better seafood broil in the future. And as a result of that, God prepared me to give a message on yesterday. Now, let me just get on to this message. If you want to go out and see it, hear it, you can see and hear this one. It's on my Facebook, Pecola. If you go to Dr. PK, you won't get it. Go to Pecola Roberts, P-E-K-O-L-A Roberts, and you will get the message from yesterday that I'm going to just give you a short excerpt from. I didn't know I was on the floor 45 minutes, Dr. V, but the clock doesn't lie, and that's what came up. I said, good God, was I up there that long? But anyway, it's out there. My son taped it all. This first time that ever happened to me as well. Also, for those of you who want to be on the fast, just feel free to call me, 586-747-8000, and we'll finish it up together these last 3 days, 586-747-8000. With that being said, we have been dealing with why me, Lord, why me? And the message that I did on yesterday dovetailed into it a little bit. When we ask that question, why? It puts the one on that we're asking the question to normally on defense. But God doesn't have to be defensive because he's an all-powerful, creative God. Drink your water, you all. The thing just told me it's time for me to drink some water right now, so I'm going to take a swallow, and so you'll know why the pause is coming. And while the pause is coming, I would like for Sister Sharon to come on and give us just a little bit of that song, and it's okay because you're going to be able to go out and hear the whole sermon out on Facebook. Sister Sharon, Dr. V.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. I had to pull over. My soul thirsts for you. My heart longs for you. My life is please take complete control. So make me more like you in all I say and do. So take my life, my heart, my all. Wherever I may go, and wherever I may be, please take complete control. Take my mind, take my heart, take everything I have. Oh, take complete control. I yield it all to you. I surrender it all. So take complete control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, take complete control. Do we really mean it? Do we really mean God, take complete control? Well, whether we mean it or not, I need you to know that glory to God. God has the last say about everything. My subject for today is when God says no. When God says no, no. My life and your life and the Bible is filled with powerful and encouraging examples of prayer and admonitions to pray. It is filled with answered prayer requests. There are times when we all are throwing up our hands saying, God has been mighty good to me. On yesterday, I was awarded an opportunity to preach for Dr. Rosa Williams, Bishop Rosa Williams here in Augusta. And God knows her grandson, Jadon, is also Minister Sharon's son in love. Yeah, he married her beautiful daughter, and they are just doing great, thank the Lord, and moving forward in ministry. And I just thank the Lord that God has a way of hooking things up. Yesterday was also the 50th day that my babe has been gone, and I said to her bishop when she asked me to preach, I didn't think I was ready, you know, to really get out there on that, get out there. I didn't think I was ready to stand up before the people doing this behind this phone on Monday mornings. It's different than standing before the people. But I thank God that he had everything set up. He had my armor bearer in place, and God knows that Donna Errington did her job yesterday. And it was just phenomenal. When we don't think that we are ready, know that God, when he is in control of our lives, really has it all together. What do we do when God says no? Well, the very first thing that I did when God said no to me, no, PK, it's not going to be your way. You are not in control of anything. You cannot have the last say. The first thing I did was to question my faith. Is there something wrong with my faith? Because Hebrews 11:6 tells us, and without faith is it impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. God, I know that I have faith. I know that I believe in you. I know that I am one who understands that it takes more faith to endure than to escape. And we find ourselves, I'm in a situation now, God, where I cannot escape. I must endure. Therefore, you, God, must tell me what is going on here. What's going on with my faith? It was a surprise answer to my prayer because I just figured that I should get a yes when a no was coming. I figured that I should be able to walk through this thing unscathed. As Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did over in Daniel. It's not my will, God, but if I must go through it, take me on through it and let me come out of the fire not smelling burnt and looking like I've been through the fire. Over in Daniel 3, 16 through 18, it lets us know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able. I listen to that faith. Listen to that faith. Listen to that faith. Faith is trusting God enough to do what he says, no matter what and how we feel and how certain we are. So I'm still questioning my faith, but still I got to have faith to trust God to know that no matter how it turns out, God is still in control. That's why I had to have that song this morning. God is still, faith is not measured by how I feel. God knows I was feeling broken, hurting, and still hurt. It is not measured by my mental imagery. It's not what I'm seeing. It's not what it, but by my obedience. Luke 17, 5 and 6, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. As I was going through, evidently, I said, God, my faith has to be increased because things aren't coming out the way I thought they should come out. You are saying no to this thing. And the Lord said, if you had the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, do you have it? Yes, you do. I do, Lord. I've lived long enough to know that I have your faith. Then just obey. With faith, all things are possible. All things. Not just the way you want it, but all things. The good things and the bad things. The hurtful things, the painful things. Pain will bring you to your knees. All things. Pain will bring you to a place of prayer that you've not been before. All things. All things. All things. Because the sovereign God who sits on high looks low. He was orchestrating things. Understand that if A doesn't happen, B can't follow. And C definitely will not be in place. And Z will not end it. All things. All things, all things. So what do? The first thing that I do is trust God. Psalms 25 and 10. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast, love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Trust that God does everything in goodness and love. I know without a shadow of a doubt, and I trust the fact that God loves PK. And that he does everything in goodness and in love toward me. Therefore, when God says no, I can resist it. You can resist it. You can resent it. You can pray about it and say, okay, yes, Lord, just as Jesus did. Father, all things are possible. But remove this cup from me. If you can, and if it's your will, but not my will, your will be done. That's where I had to go. And then not only did I have to come to the place where I was not resisting it, resenting it, I had to get to the place where I could rest in knowing that I trust God enough. What do I do when God say no? I rest in him. I trust in him in knowing that God is God who knows all things, will do all things, and can do all things. God is in full control. That is just an excerpt from the message that you can go out and hear. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Go out and Facebook at Pecola Roberts, and you can get the whole 45 minutes of the message. Back to you, Minister Tiffany, my love, out of California. Come and take it and close us out, please.
Thank you, Dr. PK, for that powerful message this morning. Anyone who needs to contact her for the fast, please go back and listen to the replay to see how to contact her to join us in the fast. But let us go to God in prayer. I'll be calling you back for the benediction. Father, we just bless you. We thank you. We praise you. We give you the glory. And all the glory belongs to you. And we ask that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven on this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say, amen. So again, we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay, please go and dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. Go also, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Also, following this call, we'll be headed over to the new morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for opening us up in prayer and for greeting and seating us today. It has been a pleasure for me to serve each one of you this morning in praise and worship. And as your host for this morning, Dr. PK, thank you so much for that powerful word. And I will be going back to check your live from yesterday to finish hearing the word from yesterday. To God be the glory, and may he continue to fill you up and saturate you until you overflow. Can you give us our benediction for this day?
Amen, amen, and amen. As we leave this call, my heart's desire is that each of you will live a super fantastic day leading into a super fantastic lifestyle. Now let the majesty of our Holy Father be the light by which you walk. The compassion of the Son be the love by which you walk. And the presence of the Holy Spirit be the power by which you walk. Walk under the full control of God Almighty. Bye-bye. I love you.